proclaiming your love to one another. Just in case you forgot, I love you all. Appreciate you. Title of our lesson this morning is Withstanding the Rain. Lots of rain's been falling. That's where the title of our lesson came from this morning. I thought, well, maybe I'll look at the Bible and see what it says about rain. So there's about 100 passages that have rain included in there, where it was given and it was withheld and it was used as a lesson, and where it eliminated sin, all kinds of things. But this is the passage and the scripture from Matthew chapter 7 that I was led to focus on our lesson this morning. There's all kinds of songs about rain. There's even a song that's a song about rain. There's a song, I'm just going to read some things to remind you guys of songs about rain. Smoky Mountain Rain, these are some of my favorites, I remember them, you know. Rainy Day Woman, for those of you older. I'm No Stranger to the Rain. I Set Fire to the Rain, that's kind of a new one. Have you ever seen the rain, for you hippies, you know. November Rain, for you hard rockers. I Love a Rainy Night. Singing in the Rain, that's an old one. That's an old one. Purple Rain, that's kind of new, you know. Here Comes the Rain Again, that's probably my age, you know, teenage Eurythmics. Fire and Rain, little James Taylor. Kentucky Rain, old Elvis, we can't leave Kentucky or Elvis out of there. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. It's Raining on the Scarecrow, Indiana. Gentlemen, She's My Kind of Rain. And who'll stop the rain? Well, everybody wants to have power over that, but we can't. That's God's business. And that's one of the neat things about looking at His holy word this morning. Withstanding the rain. Now, you can be prepared, or you can just stand out there and get soaked, right? It's a bunch of different ways to withstand the rain, folks. But this morning, I'd like for us to focus a little bit on withstanding the rain that happens in our spiritual lives. God's holy word. Let me go back a minute. See it? They're standing in the rain. Somebody's got an umbrella. You see that silhouette there? I don't know how good it is. Oh, you can see it. Okay. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. So if I was to ask you how to withstand the rain, would you pull out of this passage to listen to Jesus? Is that the first thing that might come to your mind? You say, how am I going to withstand the rain? Because all of us have. How many of us have had rain happen in our lives? All of us have. In the last week, there's been a storm of some type. Maybe in the last month. Maybe you had a great week last week. I got storms every week, folks, in my life. Now, some of them I've created. Most of them, hopefully, I have not. As I walk with Jesus, I recognize that a lot of the storms I didn't create, and I can't do anything about that. I need to trust in Him. We're going to look at some passages that help us with that. But listening to Jesus, how many of us took time? We talked about it a week or so ago. Listening to Jesus. What does the Lord want you to do? When it starts raining, what's the first thing you do if you're driving down the road? How many of us? I just had Rain-X, so I just drive right through the rain. But you know what? I have to be going fast enough for the Rain-X to work. And I have to have an ample amount of Rain-X on my windshield to work. So what happens? Most of us, and I want to help that Rain-X a little bit, so I turn the wipers on. That's what I'm getting at. Most of us turn the wipers on. Rain-X doesn't work on those windshields that are sandblasted from driving up and down. But I keep talking to my brother about that. I don't know why you don't Rain-X your windshield on your semi. The sandblasted doesn't work. Yes, that's what he said anyways. But when rain happens when we're driving, we turn on the wipers. We even got wipers on the back of the car now. Because we want to see what's going on behind us, too. What happens when it starts raining, folks, in your life? Do you listen to Jesus? Are you listening or looking for the words of Jesus to help you in those storms that are coming, that happen in our lives? Let's look at that. There's another picture. Look at that stormy. I've been out in the woods deer hunting before and saw that. And only one time I ever set in rain, I saw deer. Out of all the times I set out there in rain. And one time, one opening day of deer season, went out there, the wind blew so hard, my blind was laying over on the ground. And it's too heavy for me by myself to pick up. So I sat down, we get up against the blind, was all leaned over, and I sat right here on the opposite side where the rain was coming, and I sat there and got soaked. And I sat there for about 4 hours, never saw a deer. I got up, went to my brother, said, "Man, I love you, but I'm soaking wet, and I've had enough," and I drove back home to Indiana. I didn't even stay up there to keep hunting. That's what the rain did to me with my deer hunting. Obviously, he was shocked, but that was just me. I'm done. The rain made me not want to hunt. I got soaked. I had dry clothes. It's just one of them deals. And when the rain comes in our lives, folks, do we turn to Jesus? This whole chapter, if you look at it, Jesus said, "Listen to me." Okay? And in our passage this morning, whoever hears these sayings of mine. Well, Jesus, what are those sayings you're talking about? Lord and Master, what are those sayings you're talking about? Those are the sayings he had just repeated. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. Those sayings of mine to keep us from building our house on the sand. From being able to weather the storms that come our way. Jesus said, "Do this. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and they turn and tear you to pieces." Now, most of the Bible split out that last verse out of that passage. And they segregate it, and it really doesn't tie the one before or the one after. But I've included it in this passage here because in order for us not to be a hypocrite, like Jesus proclaims people to be, in order to be able to see clearly, we need to be holy. And I don't know about you, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, but I struggle with those things in my life. This is a convicting passage to me. And here's how it convicts me, and I hope it convicts some of us and helps us, okay, to hear these sayings of mine, to be able to withstand the rain. So if I was to ask you this morning, how to withstand the rain according to this passage? Withstand in the rain. Don't be a hypocrite. Mind your own business. And keep holy. Now let me ask you this. Can I keep holy and still not mind my own business? Be a busybody in everybody else's business? Worry about everybody else's sin? Jesus calls those who don't do that a hypocrite. And we always don't judge that I'm not judged. Hey, live and let live, man. We're going to just like the hippies, live and let live. Is that a Beatles song? I can't remember. Might have been Paul McCartney and Wings. I don't remember. Don't judge anybody. If I, Don, am working on my faith and my commitment to Jesus, I'm not going to be busybody in somebody else's business. Folks, this is a sin that's not talked about very much in the church. But But there's obviously talked about busybodies and gossips and all those types of things. And folks, we need to be honest with each other. Satan tempts us with that. You can't work on yourself when you're worried about somebody else's business. So you're not getting any better, you're not growing, you're not becoming stronger, you're not becoming mature. I'm not. God's holy word tells us, with what measure you meet, to be measured back to you. Don't be a hypocrite. I don't know about you, man. I don't want to be called a hypocrite. I want to be a child of the Most High God. I want to be following Jesus. I want to keep holy. I want to be in the presence of God and say, what can I do for your kingdom today? How can I help someone withstand the rain in their life? I can't help someone withstand the rain in their life, let alone me, when I'm worried about somebody else's business. That's Satan's toolbox. Jesus said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to be a wise man. Look at that. So what do you think about that picture? I got a picture for every scripture and every thought this morning. What do you think of that? How many of us have done that? Is that helping each other out? Is that sharing? Is that a picture of love? Now, they may all be friends. They could be strangers. We don't know. I don't know. It's just a Google picture. But let's look at the passage of scripture I have that follows right along with this in Matthew chapter 7, 7 through 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and let him who knocks, it will be opened. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you? If his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, knowing how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. I use this picture to illustrate, folks. Wouldn't you like somebody to share an umbrella with you? We saw a whole bunch of umbrellas at the wedding Friday night. We saw multiple people sharing umbrellas. My wife shared one extra one with me. She had two in her car. I don't have an umbrella. I'm used to withstanding the rain. Now I have a raincoat, and I shared my raincoat with somebody at work. I left a little early on Friday to go to the wedding dinner. And so I said, it's raining, you can use my raincoat to hang there. Sure enough, my co-worker put that raincoat on and, you know, wave on. With what measure you meet to be measured back to you, whatever you want men to do, do also to them. The golden rule. The golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. For this is the law and the prophets. This is God's will for us. Ask and seek and knock. Jesus said these things because he also said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock, withstanding the rain. The storms of life come your way. Do you stand alone underneath the umbrella or do you pull that umbrella out? Here's the thing for me. I don't have any umbrellas. So if I was the one in this picture, I'd be one of these guys right here. Give me a little bit. Give me a little shelter from the rain. Neat thing about Jesus is he's holding the rain, an umbrella up that covers all of us. Keeps us from the rain. We just got to walk underneath it. And the world thinks that Jesus' umbrella is this big. It's an umbrella we can't even imagine. His love, his grace, his mercy. He doesn't want us to feel like we're standing in the rain.
He doesn't want us to feel like life's just one storm after another.
That's why he came. He said, follow me. Withstand the rain, seek and ask and knock, and the golden rule. The golden rule sounds easy, doesn't it? Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Or we could say instead of the golden rule, the law and the prophets. Okay? Or what Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, do you think these two young men, that's natural to them? That's a no. No. One gets a car, the other one wants a car. One gets something to eat, the other one wants the same thing to eat. And we consider it, oh, that's just kids. But yet God's holy word tells us as adults to recognize that and do that. Do unto others. Do unto others. How many of us parked out here, parked out away from the rain to let somebody walk closer that might have a more of a need? Or how many of us parked right out close to get in here without being in the rain? Just a thought. It's not the end of the world, folks, but just a thought. It's just a thought that helps us do whatever unto men as we'd also have them do unto you. If I pulled in and everybody's parked on this side of the parking lot, I'm like, is there a sinkhole out there? Something happened? Dirt dead skunk? What's the reason for that? Fresh paint? We of all people should be able to think like Jesus and outside sometimes. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with parking close to the front door, folks. I'm not preaching against that. I'm just talking about a mindset and understanding. Someday I will want a handicap sticker on my car. I don't know if I would get one, but someday I'm going to want one. I don't want one right now. I don't need one. All my handicap stuff that I got in my life, Jesus covers and helps me with. I withstand the rain of life through Jesus because I ask and I seek and I knock. And the golden rule is reminded to me by God's holy word. Jesus says, I'm right here waiting for you. So if you're following along in your Bible, you know what the next passage is. But if you're not, I'm going to ask you to think for a minute. What's the next passage in Matthew chapter 7? That would go with this picture. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few that find it. Withstanding the rain, Jesus is the only gate. And that sounds simple, but folks, we as his children struggle with that, because we want to make exceptions to God's holy word. The Pharisees wanted to make exceptions to God's holy word. The Jews want to make exceptions to God's holy word. We, as people, want to make exceptions to God's holy word. This passage is in here specifically to remind us that he is the only gate. That narrow way is only through Jesus and obeying him. There is no other way. There's no other prophet. There's no other savior. There's no other promises. And that's hard, folks, for us to accept in our lives sometimes. People have a hard time accepting it because they think, well, I'm good enough. How many of us have heard, I'm a good guy. I do this, I do that. Jesus said that in this passage and in God's holy word.
Do all your good things, but yet you don't have love. Love for what? I love my neighbor. I love.
But yet you love and you do
all these great things in our eyes and in the world, but you really don't love Jesus. You really haven't committed to Him. You really haven't opened your heart and said, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. I'm going to think of others before I think of myself. I'm going to follow the golden rule. I'm going to stay out of other people's business.
What kind of business was Jesus in? Seek and save that which was lost. To proclaim God's love and salvation and grace and mercy to the world. We need to make sure that we continue to follow Him in those things. Continuing in Matthew chapter 7, it is written, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, how in the world does a cross of Christ or a picture of a cross tie into that scripture? Withstanding the storm. What would you gather out of this passage of this scripture? Because Jesus says, after this passage of scripture, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. I come back to that. Will withstand the rain. Jesus says you'll withstand the rain if you do this. And we struggled. We talked about this morning in Bible class. Okay? No fruits. Now, how many of us know some fruits? Huh? Amen to that, right? Not just a little bit, okay? Those aren't the type of fruits we're talking about, folks. But I will say this, folks. If you're trying to understand what fruits are, and somebody that's really following Jesus, you got to look to the cross. Because He's the only one that died on that cross. Another pastor, preacher, elder, deacon, person that writes books never died on that cross for us. And no matter how smart they sound and how convincing they are and how they make you feel, they didn't die on that cross. Only Jesus died on that cross. And you're either following Him or you're following the doctrines and commandments of men. And we all struggle with that, folks, in our heart. Satan tempts us. We're children of the Most High God. Look at the children of Israel. They tempted with the same thing. I'm going to go over here and dabble in a little of this. And I'm going to dabble in a little of this. And I like what those people are, neat people over there. I think I'm going to hang out with them for a while. God says, okay, go ahead and do that. And then what happened to them? A bunch of them perished. A bunch of them fell away. A bunch of them never saw the promised land, folks. Just because they didn't recognize fruits. They didn't know the fruits. And we of all people know God's holy word should know the fruits. And be able to say, I love you to death. It's just like those songs I mentioned this morning. A bunch of these songs are great songs. I love to sing and play them. They're great songs. People, they bring memories back. They are not fruits of the Spirit from God Almighty. Know your fruits. And if somebody starts talking something that doesn't align with Jesus and the disciples' doctrine, know your fruits. Call them a fruit. Okay? Because they're not following after Jesus. And that's what this passage is talking about. Don't be a dummy. Recognize people that aren't following Jesus 100%. Now, if I look around here and I was to ask, how many of us are following Jesus 100%? 95? 85?
86.5? I don't know, I'll start. 94.7? I'll start mentioning, you know, radio station points. But, folks, it's up to us individually. Comes back to that first part of the passage, judge not lest you be judged. We got enough problems in our own lives following Jesus without being busybody in other people's business.
To withstand storms, withstand the rain. Doesn't that? How many of us have ever seen that before? Probably at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, potentially today. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I use the picture of all of those umbrellas, folks, people trying to withstand the rain with their own umbrella instead of the umbrella that Jesus has offered us. Do the will of God. Do the will of God. Do the will of God. Know the will of God so you can do it. Look at that. Woohoo! She is prepared, right? She's got the raincoat on, the rain boots, got the umbrella. Withstood the rain because the sun is shining now. She was prepared. Are we prepared, folks, when rain comes our way in our lives? Are we excited that we said no to Satan, no to sin? We've helped other people turn to Jesus in our lives. Withstanding the rain, folks, as a recap this morning, don't be a hypocrite, mind your own business, keep holy. Ask and seek and knock for help and remember the golden rule. Jesus is the only gate. No fruits. Do the will of God. And obviously from our lesson text this morning, listen to Jesus. We pray this morning you've listened to God's holy word in Jesus if we looked at it this morning. If it touched your heart, once you become a Christian, we invite you to do so this morning, or if you need prayer as a congregation, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing and select in Him.
And I don't wait.